Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Gators on fire this week. We're half an hour into the second show of the week, and you've given us Munch of Marth and Lumpy Pumpkin.
Yeah. I feel like Munch of Marth was, I started, and then you added the Munch of Marth. I think you added the Marth part.
Yeah. Well, he started to try to say the month of March.
Yes.
And he said Munch of, and then I finished it.
Yeah.
Marth?
So I think it's a collaborative effort.
Fair enough.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Lumpy Pumpkin. I mean, that's just.
You're on fire. Ready for the blitz thingy?
Yes.
All right, Gator, heads or tails?
Heads.
He calls a head, and it is heads.
I will defer.
All right, here we go, Doug. Putting it on you. Yep. Question number one. Vegas odds, the top three destinations for fired LSU coach Brian Kelly are Arkansas, UCLA, Virginia Tech. Which job would you recommend Kelly take?
Virginia Tech. It's easiest to win the ACC out of those. Virginia Tech has won big in the past. They actually have a history. You have access to DC talent. You put together a staff with DC knowledge, try and make a pipeline there. Additionally, Arkansas and the SEC, that's a tough job. I'm not sure UCLA football is supported. So I would recommend he takes a Virginia Tech job.
Well, I think UCLA might actually have the best resources. I know you say they don't support them, but, I mean, all it takes is the right guy in place, and there's plenty of coffers there to dip into. But I don't think that's it. I thought about Virginia Tech as well. That's probably the best chance to win a conference. I agree with you. The ACC is not what it has been. Clemson isn't as dominant like they used to be. So I think that's probably the best place to win. But I'm going to go with Arkansas, and there's selfish reasons. I want that accent that he developed down in Louisiana to really turn into something in Arkansas. It's not just that. I mean, that's great, right? I want him to stay in the pressure cooker that is the SEC and see how much more dumb money another college can throw at a coach that's not going to beat Alabama or Georgia or Texas A&M or whomever that's down there that's going to be better than whoever they put out there because Brian Kelly's the coach. And lastly, I want to see the episode of Fixer to Fabulous with Dave and Jenny Mars when they renovate Brian Kelly's Southern Mansion.
Okay. Okay.
Well, guys, I said it yesterday and I'll say it again today. I need Southern California accent Brian Kelly. Sports is all about entertainment, especially if you don't have a dog in the fight. And that would be the most entertaining to me is to hear Brian Kelly all of a sudden become Surfer Bro or LA Lingo or wherever the heck he's hanging out if he wouldn't coach UCLA. So I'd love to see that personally. And then he'd be in the Big Ten, guys. All right, question number two. Two heavy favorites in the Big Ten this weekend. Penn State plus 20.5 at Ohio State. Maryland plus 21.5 hosting Indiana. Which underdog will keep it the closest?
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, both these matchups don't look very, very good at all, and they're not. I'm going to go with Penn State because I think it'll be a great atmosphere in Columbus as opposed to College Park. Is that where they play in Maryland? Where nobody's going to be there to watch that mess. People don't really care about football there anyway, and now you're going to bring in Indiana. It's not like you bring... I mean, Indiana's the best, maybe the best team in the Big Ten, but I don't think folks in Maryland care about Indiana coming to town. So I think the atmosphere is going to lift Penn State. Plus, there's lots of auditioning going on at Penn State, whether it's coaches auditioning or players that want to stay there or players that feel like they want to get noticed and get out of there.
I felt like you chose Penn State because they were going to a tougher place to play.
I think it's a better atmosphere.
Okay. I'm going with Penn State because I think they can run the ball a little bit. And I don't think they can win this game. They have a backup quarterback in there, but they can run the ball a little bit. Ohio State's defense carries them, but if they can keep the Ohio State offense off the field, what it can cut down is the number of points scored. So 20.5 becomes a bigger number if you can make it a shorter game. So I think Penn State has the better chance of making it a shorter game.
I'm only picking Maryland because they're at home. That's it, guys. I got nothing. This is going to be two blowout games. I think Maryland keeps it 1 point closer than Penn State does, but both get blown out. All right, don't look now, but Navy is undefeated. Can Navy actually make the college football playoff?
I would love this so much. I would love it so much to see Navy in the college football playoff. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. They've got a four-game stretch coming up where they play 7-1 North Texas, Notre Dame, 6-2 South Florida, and 7-1 Memphis. All in consecutive weeks. I guess if they run the table there, they will prove that they are the best group of five team, but I don't think they can get it done. So,
well, I don't think they can get it done, but yes, the path is there for them to do it. They're not ranked right now, but as you point out, the rest of the schedule is tough. Two of those teams are ranked.
I think they're 23rd in one of the polls.
I think in AP, they're not even right. They're 26th
in one of them, and they're 23rd in the other.
So they've got two ranked opponents ahead of them when they play Notre Dame and Memphis. If they beat Notre Dame, then they're on the map, right? But I don't think that's going to happen, so I would say no.
Yes, they can make the college football playoff, but they won't make the college football playoff. I mean, yeah, they just got to run the table. You guys already pointed out the rest of the schedule. They got some tough opponents on there. If they are able to somehow do it and pull this thing off, you can't leave Navy out. That the whole country would be all pissed off if an undefeated Navy didn't make the college football playoff.
True that.
All right, in honor of Halloween, who's the scariest football player in college you ever saw?
I'm going to go with the man who completely changed a game. It was one game and put everybody on notice. It was the most dominating performance I've ever, ever, ever seen from a defensive player. It's the boogeyman from Lincoln, Nebraska, Ndamukong Suh. That performance he put on in the Big 12 championship game, where he had like five quarterback sacks, like eight tackles for loss. He was a one-man wrecking crew. And then you saw what it translated into the NFL with the scary beast that he was with the Lions and stepping on people's calves or kicking them in the junk, following through with his with a hit to the helmet, knocking guys out. He was just scary as all could be.
That's such a great answer. He had 12 tackles in that game, 4.5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. And by the way, the tackles were punishing.
Yes.
This is such a good answer. Mine is a guy that every time he touched the football, he's scoring a touchdown. And it's Rocket Ishmael.
Yep.
If you were playing against Rocket Ishmael and he got the football, you're like, damn it, there's six. So I would say he was the scariest player I ever saw.
He set things up where that Rocket Ishmael to me was the first guy that where you saw speed mattered. He got to the corner and he was gone. He'd get around that corner, just like headed towards the line of scrimmage, headed toward the sideline, and then make a sharp left, and you couldn't catch him. He was crazy.
Yeah, from just a pure defender point of view, like you were answering it, Doug, Reggie Bush was mine. I thought he was the greatest football college football player I'd ever seen with my own two eyes, followed by Vince Young. But Reggie Bush, every time he touched the ball, I'd stay up late for the West Coast games because of Reggie Bush. I thought he was that amazing. But from a more Halloween perspective, just scary image, do you guys remember Baylor defensive lineman Sean Oakman? 6'8", 280 pounds. Yeah. Tattoos actually made him look nicer. This dude was incredibly scary. He didn't look real. Go ahead and Google image that, guys. He had the abs showing because he would have the short jersey. Remember that? He had abs on abs. All right. His face mask looked scary. The way they put it together with the gold face mask they had, too.
You're right.
My God. Sean Oakman, Baylor defensive lineman, 6'8", 280.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, is there a quarterback that has impressed you enough to draft in the top three in this year's upcoming NFL draft?
I really think there's only one left. But if you look at this year and all the names have got thrown around as NFL prospects and how they have almost all taken a nosedive at one point or another, Arch, I think Mendoza's arm strength is a valid question. Carson Beck, Drew Aller, Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, John Mateer, Nico Iamaleava. Dante Moore is rising up boards. I could see him maybe making a run at it. And the other one's Ty Simpson at Alabama, who had 8 overthrows against South Carolina last Saturday. I don't think there's going to be one in the top three.
I don't either. I think the only guy that really has a chance, I see Dante Moore maybe, but I think it's Fernando Mendoza because he's got that frame of being 6'5 and like 230. He can run. He's tough as hell. But there's going to be questions about his arm. The biggest question I have about him, though, is who have you played? You beat Oregon, but he didn't look great at beating Oregon. He had a touchdown and a pick and I think completed 60-something percent of his passes. So he's going to have some big games to go to really maybe change minds. I just don't see it right now for a top three pick being used on a quarterback.
Yeah, I wouldn't either right now as of today, but I think if you made me choose, I would say Dante Moore's got the best shot of being in the top three. I don't want to get fooled by Oregon's offense because they seem to do with a lot of quarterbacks, but Bo Nix does look really good right now. Yeah. But if you go back to the history of the other quarterbacks from Oregon, it's hit or miss and a lot more miss than hit. Herbert, I know you don't like Herbert Gator, but he's actually, a very highly thought of quarterback in the league, but then, Joey Harrington, Achilles Smith, there's a bunch that go on the line that don't make it. But Dante Moore would be my pick right now. All right, last one, guys. Name three people that you would include in your inner circle of trust when consulting for a new head coach hire.
All right, so I'm going to go with a couple of legendary coaches to start with. I'll start with Nick Saban and Urban Meyer. I think these are two guys that without question know the college football landscape. They saw the highest of highs with their respective stops throughout college football. Nick's not that far removed. Neither is Urban Meyer. I'd love to pick their brains about what it takes. And both of these guys, no strangers to money before money became something that was normal. But the third guy I'm going to throw in the mix is Chris Spielman. Spielman loves college football. Spielman loves football, period. And I don't think there's any question that his fingerprints are all over what happened with the Detroit Lions and that turnaround. I would talk to Chris Spielman about what do I need to change my college football program around. And I think that he would sit and talk to you for about 37 hours straight about what you would take.
I would talk to a young offensive coordinator type, and I'm talking about like Ben Arbuckle at Oklahoma, or Lincoln Riley, or Jed Fish, or one of these guys that have really helped modernize the college football offense, or are really good at what the modern college football offense. I pick one of those guys. I agree with Saban. But I think one of the hardest things to do is identify and figure out who's going to be a really good football coach. And you look at the history of hires and how easily it can go south. There was one guy when he was an athletic director hired three really good football coaches. And I would have my final word come down to what Barry Alvarez had to say. He was responsible for Brett Bielema, Gary Anderson, and Paul Christ. And they all won to various levels. I think that's really hard to do, and it's especially hard to do at a place like Wisconsin, which isn't a traditional power. So I think Alvarez, with three good hires on his resume, would be a great guy to talk to and kind of help you make the final call.
God, three people I get to have in my inner circle of trust that I get to talk to. Nick Saban, of course. You guys, you know, everything you guys have said, I agree with that. The other two, Michael Jordan and Sidney Sweeney. That's the only other way I'm going to be able to talk to those. So, like, I'm just going to lean on Nick for most of the coaching stuff, guys.
Yeah, sure.
But Jordan, I mean, why are you so awesome? And Sydney, I'm just going to look at her. Right. I'm just going to stare at her uncomfortably.
Yeah. Uncomfortably.
Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, Saban, Jordan, Sidney Sweeney.
So you like football. You're pretty.
Or not.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Barry Alvarez. Well done, Keg. That concludes the Blitz thingy here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.